Welcome back to AM 590 The Answer. This is Ken Doubt with Robert Grant, our guest today, and Duty Honor Country. And we're discussing Iwo Jima, and we're actually discussing his father, J.J. Grant, which was a famous pilot out of Iwo Jima in the long-range escort. A question I have for you, Robert, is your dad's airplane, and we're going to go into the dedication and so forth, which is where I met you. But how did it get the your dad's plane being named Dolly?
Dolly, yes. Well, that's a great story. My dad, I had to do a lot of research when I not only I'm the webmaster for the 506fightergroup.org website. I also wrote a book with the help of an assistant in Poland who's a great artist, and his artwork is in the book. It's probably some of the best P-51 artwork that's been created in the world. And we just got communicating by email, and he started to do artwork. It's called Contemporary Digital Art, how he works. And started doing some pictures of the different various planes from Iwo Jima themselves. We have in our library literally hundreds, if not thousands, of pictures that have been accumulated not only from the Army Air Force National Archives, but also from personal pictures taken by the pilots themselves on Iwo Jima. So we assembled all those, and basically he did a lot of renditions and so forth. And so he said, well, we need to do Captain J.J. Grant's plane. And I said, I don't. Dad never mentioned his plane number. I've not read it in his letters. Many times, basically what happened is every pilot was assigned, there would be two planes per pilot. And that was because of the long range of the escort mission and the stress and strain of flying those great distances. So they never wanted a pilot to fly 2 days in a row. So therefore, every plane on in the 506 fighter group had two pilots assigned to the one plane. A lot of times you will see the planes and they'll have two names on each side. And one was for one pilot, one was for the other.
Okay.
So my dad, at the time, was married to my mother, Jane, and they had a young girl, and she was about 3 or 4 months old at the time. And as in the VLR presentation at the Planes of Fame, I showed a very a wonderful picture of my dad and my mother with little Dolly. And her name was Jane also after my mother, but because she was so tiny and she just looked like a little doll, they called her Dolly, and to this day, she is called Dolly. And so my dad named his plane after my sister, and I, like I say, I was born after war, but, you know, so I was able to trace down his number, plane number 607, through one of our fighter pilots still living today, Ed Lenfante, who flew with my dad. Usually captains would have first lieutenant, second lieutenants as element leaders on his wing and so on and so forth. So he would usually be, you know, as a captain, would lead a group of 16 or four, depending on how they were formed up. So Ed Lafani had actually, I found a map that Ed had supplied me of a mission map on August 5th between Iwo Jima and Japan. And then it had, you know, what kind of clouds should you experience at what levels, you know, altitudes and so on and so forth. And in it, he, on the back, and it says August 5th on it and everything like that. And it actually is that map that was flown that day in Ed Lafani's plane, which was 616 called Shanghai Lil. And the plane itself, he made a listing of everybody who flew on that day. And on it there was J.J. Grant 607. And then I called Ed. I said, Ed, do you remember? And he said, yep. He said, I always remember your dad's plane is 607. Because early in the war, he on Iwo Jima, he was a lieutenant. And he had another plane called My Bonnie, which was 615.
Okay.
So I was, you know, when I saw 607, of course, I'm confused, and then realized that when he became captain, that he had been given considered a lower number. The squadron was given numbers 600 through 649 that were assigned for the planes that they had. So the closer you got to 600, the 600 would usually be like the major's plane, and then 601, 602 would be captains and so forth. So Dad got 607, and he flew 607 on the August 5th mission, as Ed can verify. And Ed was there, as you know, at the VLR presentation at the Planes of Fame also. And Ed's 89 going on 90. And Bill Ebersole was there also, and he was the youngest pilot on Iwo Jima. And my dad was the oldest pilot on Iwo Jima. And yet they flew, Bill flew his wing many a time, so that was interesting. There's getting to be a very famous photo of my dad sitting on 607 on the wing. It's in Air Classic magazine. It's on the website. But it was taken by a famous photographer, photographer who's worked for the Army Air Force at the time, Loomis Dean, who went on to Hollywood and become quite a famous photographer for starlets and actors and things. But he was there that day, and he took pictures of not only my dad, but of Bill Ebersole being the oldest pilot and the youngest pilot. And we found that picture in the National Archives. My dad, JJ, never saw that picture before when he was alive. So I also had the picture given to my artist. We call him Z. Last name is his Polish name, and I have a little hard time pronouncing it. So we call him Z, and he's fine with that. And he colorized it with his techniques, and it's a great picture of him sitting on the wing coming back from that August 5th mission, sitting on his parachute, taking notes on his mission for that day. On that mission, he actually had rockets, and he did... He got a couple electric trains that day, got his rockets into a railroad depot warehouse, and also shot up some other shipping on the way back, and so on and so forth. Might want to mention that we also have a fighter ace. The last fighter ace of World War II was in the 457th Squadron of the 506, and that was Captain Abner Oust. And just a real fast, July 16th, he took on 6 Japanese Franks, which were at the time probably the best fighter that the Japanese had in the sky, even better than Zero. And he took on 6 head on, and he shot the lead guy down first. And then they got into a dogfight, and he ended up shooting down 2 more and damaging the other 3. So he must have been quite a pilot. So he took on 6 and got 3 of them and damaged the other 3. And then on August 10th, he encountered Zeros, and he shot down 2 and became a fighter ace at that time. And we claim, and we think it's true, that he was the last fighter ace of World War II also. So
if anybody, by the way, gets a chance to get the magazine Air Classics, it's the latest edition was 9/30/12. It has the story of J.J. Grant, and it has a picture of him, and it also has the picture of the plane that we need to talk about, the dedication and what Planes of Fame did for it. I think was fantastic. It was a great program. I was there. So go ahead, Robert.
I was in my office, as I say, I have an internet business and the webmaster of the 506 website. And on the opening page is a beautiful rendition of our artist Z of Dolly in the Clouds, we call it. And I got a phone call one day, and it was Corey O'Brien from the Planes of Fame. And I did not know Corey at the time, but he introduced himself. He says, I'm an artist, and I paint warbirds out here. And he says, I looked at your website, and I saw Dolly. He says, boy, I'd like to paint her. He says, we got a P-51 out here called Spam Can, and we're going to change her paint scheme out. It's been, I think, 30 or more years that it's been that one name for that plane. So they decided for a change. And boy, my heart started pumping. I said, wow, this is incredible. He said, well, we're not sure if we're going to be able to do it. The air show is coming up, and there's this VLR presentation that's going to go on out here. And I said, oh, really? Well, that's not, I've got to make sure I make it. I'm a member of the POF, and I'll make sure to make that presentation also. He said, okay, well, I'll probably want some information about the colors and the detail work that I might do, but, and I can't promise you this is going to happen, but I want to paint this plane. And I said, okay, well, let's keep in touch. And so about every few weeks, I would call Corey. And he would say, well, yeah, we're kind of moving along with this. And I said, okay, well, great. And so now it's getting near the air show. And I volunteered to be volunteered for the air show, to, you know, the volunteers to help out. And I try to do everything I can for the POF as a member. And I think it's the greatest warbird, you know, museum in the world.
And I'll ditto that. I'm a member also.
If you haven't been, it's a fantastic warbird, you know, flying warbirds too, which is wonderful. So I still hadn't got confirmation about the plane, and they were hedging about it and so on and so forth. So I said, well, what the heck? So I went out to get my pictures taken for being a volunteer, and I walked into the restoration hangar, and I looked up, and here was this beautiful P-51, but it was nose on to me, and so I couldn't see down the sides or anything. I said, well, nice, I'll come look at that when on my way back. So I wandered down and got about halfway through the hangar. I said, now, wait a minute. And I turned around.
Looks familiar.
And there she was, Dolly 607, P-51D Mustang. It was still in work. They hadn't finished it. He was trying to get ready for the air show. And I was just thrilled. So then Corey saw me and a few other people at the Planes of Fame, and they all gathered around. I was in tears just about it. I was just overwhelmed. And they said, yeah, we've been keeping it a secret from you.
Well, Robert, I think it was, again, I was there. I saw the plane unveiled, and it's a beautiful P-51. And for those of you that are visiting Southern California, you definitely want to get the Planes of Fame out of Chino, and you'll be able to see Dolly number 607. And now you know something about the pilot that actually flew that airplane. And Robert, I want to thank you so much for your time here. This is great. Unfortunately, we probably need about another 2-3 hours for you to tell the rest of your stories. Information is very interesting. And hope we can do this again sometime.
Well, thank you, Ken. The book is available at the 506fightergroup.org website in the shopping cart, and that's 506thfightergroup.org, or you can call 818-563-1704.
And please do. It's a great book. Again, this is Ken Dott, AM 590 The Answer. Look forward to talking to you next weekend.